This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung Han. Early yesterday morning, the impasse over the office of Attorney General was resolved when the palace terminated Apandi Ali and appointed Tommy Thomas. The office of Attorney General was also taken up in the Pakatan Harapan's election manifesto as an institution needing reform. Pakatan promised to separate the role of public prosecutor from that of Attorney General. On the line, we have Dr. Chandra Muzaffar, chairman of Yayasan One Malaysia. Thank you so much, Chandra, for joining us this morning. You weighed in on this issue recently, but now that the impasse has been resolved, what remains your main concerns?
Well, the central point in my media comment was, you know, that the Pakatan Harapan, which is the government at this point in time, should be held accountable. They've made promises in their manifesto, and I think it is up to civil society, the citizenry as a whole, to continue to monitor. That is something which should go on, regardless of appointments that are made or confirmed from time to time.
With regard to the pledge by Pakatan to separate the role of public prosecutor out from the that of the Attorney General, there have been some criticisms of the Pakatan saying that they said they would actually choose the Attorney General from a sitting member of Parliament. Other voices have come out to say that, in fact, the Attorney General has to first be hired before the amendments to the Constitution are to be made in order to allow for such institutional reform. What's your sense of this push and pull over the question of the current nomination of Attorney General?
Yeah, well, I think the Prime Minister could have chosen a member of parliament as Attorney General, made him or her part of the cabinet, and then given this task to that member to create maybe the office of public prosecutor and to work out the other details. This was an opportunity that was missed, I think, by doing it in this particular manner. One gets the impression that this was done, the appointment of Tommy and all the rest of it, partly because of 1MDB. But my point is, you know, that the office of the Attorney General goes beyond 1MDB, and one should perhaps have paid attention to this very important pledge made in their manifesto.
Dr. Chandra, you mentioned 1MDB. Do you think that was why there was such apparent urgency when it came to nominating a new Attorney General? Or, in other words, was that urgency warranted or justifiable?
It may have been justified, but my contention is that one could have still done what was promised in the manifesto. You could have appointed a member of parliament as the Attorney General, and he or she could have been given the task of choosing a capable person to be the prosecutor. It need not be a particular individual within our shores. It could be someone from outside. We don't know. But we could have chosen capable people to do the prosecution in the 1MDB case. But I don't think it was done that way, partly because there may have been other considerations.
Doctor, so what is your sense as to why the Pakatan administration is going against their pledge to appoint someone who is not an MP? Is it a case of the Pakatan government having no qualified members of parliament to take up the position of AG?
I don't think so. Even if you look at some prominent Pakatan Harapan legislators at the moment, they are lawyers and some of them are public figures at the same time, so any one of them could have been appointed. I don't think that was the reason. I get the impression that there may have been other forces at work. If you listen to the grapevine, they say that one of the parties in the Pakatan wanted Tommy Thomas to be the AG, partly because of the ties that exist or existed between that party and Tommy Thomas. That could have been a factor, we don't know. It could also be related to what I see as a student of politics, as Dr. Mahathir's style, of governance. He chooses something, decides on something, he must have his way. And that could be part of it. And I think here he saw a sort of confrontation of sorts developing with the palace. And don't forget, he has had two previous confrontations, 1983, 1993. So maybe he thought, well, he's moving into a similar type of confrontation and he has to win. So this is what could have happened, you know, because there was just one name. He could have proposed other names to ease the impasse, but he didn't.
Ironically, Tommy Thomas was on the other side, as it were, of the aisle with regard to the last constitutional crisis involving the sacking of judges. He represented Saleh Abbas. Do you think this is a curious choice, considering the history that Tommy Thomas has with Tun?
Good question, but Tommy is a lawyer. And he has represented various actors in Malaysian society. He was my lawyer on two occasions. We have known each other for a very, very long while, almost 40 years. So Tommy has played this role. I think he is one of those very active, committed barristers, and he has contributed to our society. I don't see this as unusual, someone who has be an advocate in different circumstances, being chosen to play a particular role. I don't think that is the real issue. My main concern here is the Pakatan Harapan Manifesto and this pledge to uphold accountability, Sharad. That, I think, is what is very, very important here. This way, the Attorney General would have this nexus of power, as I call it, with the Prime Minister, and I don't think that is healthy. We have to have an Attorney General who would be directly accountable to Parliament and therefore to the people.
Doctor, look, if you contend that the principle on which Pakatan was championing has been compromised, I mean, now that we're having this conversation, is there any way of turning back and perhaps adhering in a more pure form that principle, again, the separation between AG and the powers that be?
Well, I don't think it is too late, you know, if one looks at what is possible. If you are creating a separate autonomous public prosecutor's office, I think a person like Tommy would be good for that sort of office. And you can still have an elected member of parliament becoming the attorney general. That is not impossible. Don't forget there are 10 positions in the cabinet that have not been filled yet. And I'm particularly concerned by the absence of people from Sabah and Sarawak. And in the cabinet, I know the delay is due to a number of factors, but when people from Sabah and Sarawak are brought into the cabinet, I hope they would be given very high positions. And one of them would be the Attorney General's position. That's something that is possible.
John, while we have you on the line, just to speak to the larger issue of the politics of the day, how do you see the scenario going forward for Pakatan Harapan? Dr. Mahathir now in the leadership position, Anwar Ibrahim waiting in the wings to take over from him. Do you see that there'll be stability? Or are we likely to return to 20 years ago when those two men essentially fought each other and created a crisis of legitimacy in government and the last 20 years of quite a bit of political upheaval?
Yeah. Well, again, this is a very important point that you have raised. I am encouraged, Sharad, by the statements made by both individuals about working together, cooperating and so on. And I think since so much water has flowed beneath the bridge, they are aware of the importance of strengthening and solidifying their tie. They're very, very cognizant of that. Both are much older. And so I think they will do their best to keep together. And that's going to help Pakatan Harapan a great deal. At the same time, I think there are four parties and one has to strengthen the relationship. And that's where I think the way in which the full cabinet positions would come in. They should show a degree of cooperation which may not have existed before. There are also underlying ethnic currents, which I think they have handled quite well so far. I'm glad, for instance, that in this question of an AG, all of them were united in saying that this has nothing to do with ethnicity or religion, and that's the way it should be.
Thank you so much, Chandra. That was Chandra Muzaffar, chairman of the non-profit organization Yayasan One Malaysia. We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.